Welcome to World War I. We're going to start with militarism. Tell me about militarism. Militarism was an increase in military and naval forces, more influence of the military men upon the political of the civilian government, and a performance for a force as a solution to problems. Militarism was one of the main cause of the First World War. Next off, what was the alliances in World War I? Alliances. By 1914, Europe's six major powers were split into two alliances, would form the warring sides in the World War I. Britain, France, and Russia formed the Triple Entry, while Germany, Hungary, and Italy joined the Triple Alliances. What is a Battle of Argonne Forest? Battle of Argonne Forest was a major part of a final alliance offense of World War I. The stretch along the entrance western front, it was fought on September 26, 1918 until the November 11, 1918, a total of 47 days. Tell me three technology they made. They invented machine guns, invented by Hermann Maximin in 1884. The first automatic machine gun was birthed in the United States. Machine guns was completely self-powered and worked by relying on energy released in the fur cartilage that would then disclose multiple bullets with nothing more than the pull of a trigger. Poison gas. On April 22, 1915, Germans artillery fired cylinders containing chlorine gas, the beginning of gas attacks in the First World War. Other nations raced to create their own battlefield gases, and both sides found ways to increase similarity and durations of the gases they fired on enemy troops. Curling gas attacked the eyes and respiratory system. Mustard gas did the same, but also caused blistering on the exposed skin. Few men died from gases. Most returned to active service after treatment, but the weapon indicated large numbers of troops temporarily spread terror whenever it was used. The use of poison gas was outlawed by the national law following the war, but it has been used in some later conflicts, such as Iraq War. Aircrafts. The air war of World War I continued to fashion it as much as it did the first time. Amazing new technology provided far more useful than most military and political leaders indicated. Before long, planes were armed with machine guns. One Anthony Forks developed a method to centerize a machine gun fire with the rotation of the propeller. The airplane became a true weapon. What is a League of Nations? The League of Nations, 1920. The League of Nations was an internally organized headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, created after the First World War to provide a form for resolving internal dispute. What about the War Guild? The War Guild clause was the opening article of a separate section of the Treaty of Vienna, which ended the war between the German Empire and allies, associated, often known as Article 231. What happened to the citizenship? Germans declared the seas around Great Britain a war zone subject to a submarine warfare, and that allies in the area would be sunk without warning. The Germans believed that Lithuania was carrying war supplies. What is the two of the 14 points? Number two, the freedom of the seas. The right of the merchant ships to move freely on the seas in peace or war without interference except in the territorial area zones. Number three of the 14 points, equal of trade conditions. Freedom of the seas and free trades And tell me about the American Extraordinary Forces. Under General John Pershing, launching their first major offensive in Europe as an independent army, their successful campaign was a major turning point in the war for the Allies. Ultimately, U.S. forces helped to defeat Germans early than expected. What did Alan York do? Alan York was also known as the Sergeant York, was one of the most decorated United States Army soldiers of the war, World War. He received the Medal of Honor for leading an attack German machine guns nest, taking at least one machine gun, killing at least 25 enemy soldiers and capturing 132. What was the Selective Service Act? The United States federal government to raise a national army for service in World War I through conscription. Nationalism. What is it? Nationalism is an intense form of partisan or loyalty to one country. Nationalism exaggerated the value of importance of their countries, placing its interest over those other countries. Nationalism was enforced in early 20th centuries Europe and became significant cause of World War I. The great power were convinced of the culture, economy, and military supplement of their nations. Nationalism created infinite confidence in their nation's government and military strength in matter of foreign affairs or global competitions. Many were convinced that their country were a fair, righteous, and without fault or blame. Nationalism intends celebrate the culture and achievements of their own country and place its interests above those of other nations. Britain nationalism was fueled by a century of comparative peace and poverty. The Britain Empire had flourished and expanded, its naval strength had grown, and Britain's and had known only colony wars. Germans nationalism was a new phantom emerged from an unvisited of German in 1871. It became fascinated with Germans in Pearl's expedition, securing Germans in place in the sun and rentalism fully of the British and their empire. Rising nationalism was also a factor in the Balkans, where Slavic Serbs and others sought independence and amity from the political domains of Austria-Hungary. What are tanks? The tanks' first battle was between Britain and Germans, but is largely viewed and inclusively as neither side could claim a clear victory. The totals are a total of 26 World War I tanks, 1914 through 1918, in the military factory. The person who invented it was Lieutenant de Mol. What is territory loss? Territory loss, Germans' territory losses. Treaty of Versailles, 1919. Germans lost World War I in the 1919 Treaty of Versailles. The victory powers of the United States, Great Britain, France, and other ally states imposed imperative territory, military, and economy preservations of on defeat Germans. What kind of did Germans lose their territories? The Germans lost the cold fields was given to France for 15 years, and Ascoli Lorton give back to France. And Germans had to pay 6,000 $600 million. And Germans lost to the Allies in World War I and suffered huge tactical losses and give away its land and populations to Poland, Russia, and France, Berlin, and Denmark, and ultimately had to sign the Treaty of Valence. And Germans had to accept the war guilt clause and pay reparations money. And what is reducing of armaments? It is dismantling is the act of reducing limited or abolishing weapons, generally referred to a country military or pacific type of weaponry of weapons of mass destruction, such as nuclear arms. What is imperialism? Imperialism is a politic of extending other countries' powers and influences through colonized using of military forces. World War I was mainly caused by imperialism. Britain was one of the most expanded empires in World War I. Therefore, it's one of the most important and powerful countries during World War I. The tensions from in Europe being imperialism did not only cause the enlargement of alliances but lead to countries strengthening their military in European nations like Germany. Nationalism was driven by imperialism. Nations like Britain and Germany was extending and through they were unstoppable. What was the most important of imperialism? The war started mainly because of the four aspects: militarism, alliances, imperialism, and nationalism. The overall cause of World War I was the association of activated front for the nationalism. What was great cause of World War I because of the countries beginning greedy and not negotiable. Imperialism relates and imperialism revival provide both a cause of context of for World War I. Imperialism is a system where a powerful nation controlled and exploited one or more colonies. A military presence is often stationed in the colony to maintain order, to suppress disease and uprise, and to deter imperialism rivals. Imperialism is a system where a powerful nation controls and exploits one or more colonies. Imperialism and rivalry provided both a cause and context for World War I.